Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's Dealer On webinar, 5 onboarding best practices that save time and money. My name is Eliana Raggio, and I'll be your moderator today. Today's webinar is being presented by Dealer On. For anyone who isn't familiar with Dealer On, well, we're an award-winning website development company, digital agency, best known for our amazing SEO, the best customer service, and the highest converting website designs in the industry, including the award-winning Chameleon Responsive Website Platform. We're so committed to lead conversion, optimization, and customer service that Dealer On is still the only company in the industry that offers a money-back lead guarantee program. Does your website company guarantee you a 50% lift in leads or your money back? Maybe you should check us out at our gorgeous brand new Dealer On website at DealerOn.com. And by the way, I want to let you know the Internet Sales 20 Group 9 conference is coming up in Phoenix, Arizona, September 12th through September 14th. And guess what? Dealer On's going to be there. That's right. Dealer On is an official sponsor this year, and we are honored to send our very own Greg Gifford and Sean Raines to give some crazy good SEO and SEM presentations. They'll also sit on a special panel and dish out their tips and tricks and best practices. So don't miss this chance to hear from the best in the industry. For tickets or more information, check out DealerOn.com/IS20G9. We'll see you there. And we have a great show in store for you today. We're very pleased to have Adam Robinson as our presenter today. Adam Robinson is the CEO of Hireology, number 94 on the 2016 Inc. 500 list of America's fastest-growing private companies, where his revolutionary recruiting and risk-based hiring model has been implemented at nearly 700 automotive dealerships in the U.S. and Canada and at over 2,500 other companies worldwide. Adam Robinson has spent the last 20 years helping business owners conquer the hiring process and build great teams through predictive hiring. Workforce Magazine named Adam a top 25 HR game changer. And as CEO of Hireology, he's definitely walked the walk. His company was just named Top Company Culture by Entrepreneur Magazine and Best Place to Work for Millennials and Gen X by Crain's Chicago Business. He's the author of the book, The Best Team Wins, Build Your Business Through Predictive Hiring, which will be released in March of 2017, and shares the secrets to running a successful and impactful onboarding program. Adam is a respected member of the automotive community and an active blogger, and he can be reached at arobinson@hireology.com. Now, during the presentation, if you have any questions, please use the question feature located on the corner of your screen to submit them. At the end of the presentation, we'll answer those questions of general interest. If we're unable to get to your question live, we're going to try to respond by email later today. Also, don't forget, a link to download a copy of this webinar recording will also be emailed to you later today for your reference. Please feel free to share it with your friends and colleagues. Oh, and guess what? Our good friends at Hireology, they're giving away a super cool prize today on the webinar. One lucky webinar attendee is going to win an Amazon Echo. This thing is so awesome. Your life, seriously, it's just never going to be the same once you get one of these bad boys, but you have to be on the live broadcast to win it, so stay tuned, and who knows, you could be the one walking away with this cool prize today. Also, at the conclusion of the webinar, you're going to get a short survey, so please fill it out, because we're always looking for quality feedback from our audience, and we want your opinion to be heard. And hey, do you tweet much? We hope you do. We'd love to see what you have to say about today's presentation. So please tag us in it. You can use hashtag DealerOnWebby. I'm at Eliana Raggio. You can also hit up Adam Robinson at AD Robbins or at Hireology. We look forward to seeing what you're saying. So let's get started. Let's learn all about 5 onboarding best practices that save time and money. Adam Robinson, so nice to have you on the show. It's your first time being here on the Dealer On webinar.
It is great to be here, and I aim to deliver for you. So thanks for having me on the show.
I love it. And I have to say, we don't do a lot of webinars on this topic, on how to hire and, okay, now that you've hired him, what to do next. This is like the first time we've done one on hiring, but not on this. And it kind of doesn't seem like it's possible to hire more people and still have it save you time and money. I mean, there's training involved, and of course, hiring a new person means you have to actually pay them. So I'm kind of surprised at your topic, and I'm really looking forward to seeing how onboarding some new employees is going to save us time and money, but I'm looking forward to it. So I know you have a lot to get to. Where do we start?
Yeah, thanks very much. I'm excited, first of all, that the topic of people and human capital in the automotive space is really emerging as a top topic now. I think dealers and management teams are realizing that it really is a people business, and if you invest in the people side of your business, you have a better, more profitable business, and all sorts of benefits accrue to the dealership that gets this stuff right. So we're going to walk through our objectives for the next hour together, and I want to start with a tale of two dealerships. And the question for the audience here is, which one are you? I'd like for you to answer this question yourself as we go through it. We're going to spend our time talking about five onboarding best practices, and we'll talk about, yes, that topic, about the new workforce, Gen Y, and in many cases still Gen X, or changing the hiring process. We are giving away Amazon Echo, as you said, and we'll finish with lots of time for Q&A. So I look forward to it, and let's dive right in if we're ready.
I love it. Let's do it.
Okay, let's talk about dealership A and dealership B. And so here is a story, and you listening, decide which dealership are you. Dealership A. Dealership A invests in their people, and they do that by investing in a dedicated onboarding process. Their process is mobile-friendly. What does that mean? It means that employees are walking in the door with all of their paperwork filled out, ready for their first day, and they've been able to do it on a mobile phone or device, or at their computer at home, if they choose to do so. All of their accounts for all of the systems and all of the licensing, depending on your state, they need to do to get started for work. All of that's already been done, and they've got a crib sheet with logins ready to go. They've got a place to sit if one is available. And you've even managed to buy their business cards ahead of time. If you give letterhead to new employees, they've got that ready to go. As a matter of fact, when they show up, their desk looks like someone's throwing a party, right? Welcome to our store. We're so glad to have you, right? So day one, dealership A's employees going home at the end of the day saying to his or her significant other, I am so glad I took this job. These guys are unbelievable. What a great decision. That was dealership B. Dealership B does not put a whole lot of time into this. You know, while they know that hiring is important, they haven't really made the decision to make it a core and critical part of the process. And as far as onboarding goes, they really don't think of it. They don't invest in it. The employee's first day is hours and hours sitting at a conference room table upstairs, filling out tax and I-9 forms. And signing off on all the accounts, filling out licensing, and maybe watching that stack of sales training videos on VHS that is accumulating dust upstairs. They might do that for 2 or 3 days in a row. They're not quite sure anybody expected them when they showed up on day one. You know, they walk in the door and say, today's my first day, and the person at the front desk looks around and says, well, let me see if I can grab Bob. Right, no one can find Bob, just wait here for a second, get to a desk that may or not be theirs, cards aren't ordered, letterhead's not ordered, the computer, the equipment, it's not set up. And sometimes it's to the point where that person 2 weeks later, 1 week later, walks into the accounting department and says, hey, am I going to get paid today? And accounting says, who are you? Because none of that paperwork's been filled out, and accounting tends to hear about new hires when people tell them that they're new and they haven't gotten paid yet. So ask yourself, which dealership are you? Are you dealership A, or are you dealership B? If you're dealership B, or more like dealership B, which arguably is an extreme case, this webinar is for you. I am talking to you. If you want to learn more about how to do this, you're absolutely in the right place. If you're dealership A, congratulations. My challenge is to teach you something you don't already know, or have this webinar spur some thinking to make you even better. So I'm glad both dealerships are here, and I look forward to sharing some experience and some learning with you on how to do this right. So to recap, dealership A invests in onboarding. Dealership B doesn't. Dealership A's paperwork light and mobile-friendly. Dealership B is not. Dealership A sets up accounts prior to day one. Dealership B does not. Training begins on day one in dealership A, dealership B. Training begins at some point. So let's jump right in. And Eliana, I think it is time for a poll question.
I love it. Let's do it. All right, audience, guess what? We have 3 poll questions for you today. So we really want you to get involved and let us know what's happening at your dealership. First poll question is on the screen now. Please vote at your leisure. We're going to give you about a minute to fill out this poll question. Here's the question. Does your dealership currently have an onboarding process? Please select one of the following answers. Yes, and it's great. I'm just here to learn more about onboarding processes. Yes, but we admit it could be more efficient. No, and we desperately need an onboarding process. No, but you know what? We're planning on making a whole onboarding process. Or no, you know what? Management doesn't really see value in an onboarding process. Once we get a majority of votes in, we're going to close the poll, share the results, and a little bit later on in the show, we're going to have a couple more poll questions for you. So, once again, does your dealership currently have an onboarding process? Yes, and it's great. Yes, but it could be better. No, but we really need one. No, but we're thinking about it. We're going to get one soon. Or no way, never going to happen. Management really just doesn't want to do that. All right. Adam, when you're ready, I will close this poll and share the results.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's do it. All right. Audience, thank you so much for your votes. Here is the results. 4% of today's audience said yes, and it's great, and I'm just here to learn more. But the majority, 71% of today's audience, said they, while they do have an onboarding process, they admit it could be better. 71%, that's an overwhelming majority. Now, the remaining people that are on here, 21%, said no, and we desperately need an onboarding process. That's a lot. 21%. And then the last 4% said no, but we're planning on it, and no one said management doesn't see value in that, so we have that going for us. All right. Adam, does that help you out at all? Is that what you were expecting?
It's in line with the dealerships that I'm talking to almost every day. Rarely, if ever, do I see management saying it's not important. Everyone knows it's important. The question is how, you know, the level of importance that you put on it, what are you doing about it? And, you know, your actions reflect your priorities. And so I'm excited to see that nearly 3/4 of the folks on are doing something about it. And the rest are ready to do something about it. So that's great. I'm excited, and thanks, everybody, for sharing that. Okay, let's go back here. Thank you. Everybody saw my 7-year-old for a second. All right. What's that?
Beautiful.
Yeah, uh-huh, always, just as we scripted it. All right, so here we go. 5 onboarding best practices that you can start doing today to deliver great candidate onboarding. Number 5, customize your onboarding process for each position. You are not going to onboard a technician the same way you'd onboard a sales manager. Ensure your onboarding process matches the position. With new technicians, you, of course, could have them sign off on personal tools forms and the like, and with new sales hires, they could be getting a selling schedule, a staffing schedule, and be sitting through expectations meetings with their managers on day one. In both cases, be prepared, and in both cases, you want to customize that experience. People as individuals want to feel like they're valued and respected, and nothing says value and respect more than a personalized onboarding plan. It's very straightforward to do that. Here's why you want to do this. 62% of companies that have solidified their onboarding program get faster time to productivity, with 54% having better employee engagement. So the payoff for doing this particular suggestion is half of your employees will report higher levels of engagement as a result. So customizing onboarding leads to higher productivity and engagement, and that's what you want. Okay, Eliana. Looks like poll question number 2.
It's on the screen now. All right, audience, this is very important. We want to know what's happening at your dealership, so please answer this question. How long does it take your new hires to complete forms on day 1? Do you feel like it takes about an hour? Do you think it takes somewhere between 1 to 2 hours? between 2 to 3 hours. Does it take 4 hours or more, or like 10 minutes? All right, now we want to know, what is happening at your dealership? How long does it take your new hires to complete forms on day one? Once we get a majority of the votes in, we're going to close this poll and share the results. And I also want to let people know, you know, after reading Adam's bio and getting to know him, he really is the grand poobah of hiring. So if you have questions about maybe something that's happening at your dealership and you'd like his advice on it, don't hesitate to write those questions in. I'm looking forward to a really wonderful Q&A session with Adam Robinson. So get those questions in, all right? All right. Adam, if you're ready, we're going to close this poll and find out how long it takes new hires to complete forms on day one, according to our audience. Are you ready?
We're ready. Let's see it.
All right, let's do it. All right. 48% of today's audience say it takes about an hour to complete those forms on day one. 23% of today's audience, almost a quarter, say it takes about 1 to 2 hours. Only 10% of today's audience say that it takes between 2 and 3 hours. No one said it takes 4 hours or more, thankfully. And then about a fifth of today's audience, 19%, said 10 minutes. So, Adam, I don't know if there's a right or wrong answer to this question.
Well, here's the thing that's so interesting. I mean, the answer is that there is no right answer. The right answer is other than make sure the person's doing it before they show up on day one. So however long it takes, it need not be on your time. So the second suggestion here, best practice, eliminate your paper-based process.
Oh.
There is no reason in today's environment and all of the technology that is available at your fingertips for you to not go completely paperless with employee onboarding. So are you still using file cabinets? You can save a lot of time and space by moving the process online. It takes about, on average, 4 hours. 4 hours. For an offline onboarding process. So what you may want to think about is, in addition to the time it takes the person to fill those documents out, think about the time it takes for administrative staff and management to re-enter from paper into a payroll system or into an HR system or into a DMS. You know, that's administrative time that's expensive. And then, of course, you're stuffing employee files in a folder and hoping the next time you get an employment audit, you know where they are. And that, of course, is where everybody gets into trouble because paper is hard to keep track of in most stores, and it's just tough. Today's employees don't use printers. They really don't know what a fax machine is. They know how to use their cell phones. They know how to use a mobile device. And so cater to them in a way that provides a great first experience. Make it really easy for them to get what you need from them and do it before they show up. So according to last year's NADA workforce study, the average annual all-in compensation in the industry is $69,000, shade under 70 grand. The question here is, do you want to pay people to process paperwork, or do you want to pay them to drive great customer experience and sell cars and service? Because what you are doing in processing paperwork, you are paying people a lot of money to retype things from one form to another, and I'm here to tell you that's no longer necessary. So consider eliminating your paper process for onboarding. By the way, you know you've done this in almost every other aspect of your operations except for this. So time to tackle this one. All right, on to number three. Let's talk about a little bit deeper on employees filling out paperwork prior to the first day. We have all had a job where we showed up extremely excited to start, and we've been placed in that windowless conference room. We've also had all those employees that show up to work without their passport or ID or other information, left their driver's license at home, they left other really important information so they can't get started right away. So you're skipping all of that. And here's why I repeat this for you. 83% of high-performing organizations do this. 83%. So if I aspire to be in the top 83% of all companies in my industry, because 83% of high-performing companies do it this way, I'm going to do it this way. I'm going to do it this way. So in addition to going paperless, I'm going to make sure it happens beforehand. Right? Because it makes sure their first experience is learning and moving forward in not administrative work. So I hope I have convinced you that it's worth taking a look at, not only going paperless, but going paperless in advance of their first day. All right, now on to the final two. You want to set clear goals for new hires on day one. Baby boomers, Gen Xers, millennials, it doesn't matter what the generation is that you're bringing on board. They all want to make a positive impact on their organization, and they want to help. They want to be productive. Okay, but 60% of organizations fail to set any milestones or goals for new hires. 60%. Here's a great conversation to be able to have with somebody on their first day. Welcome to ABC Motors. We are so excited that you're here today. The very first thing we're going to do, I'm going to take you around the store and you're going to meet everybody. And after that's done, you and I are going to sit down and we're going to talk about the next 90 days here in our store. I'm going to share with you my expectations at 30, 60, and 90 days. So you go home today fired up to meet those expectations. How does that sound? And if you present it to them in that way, suddenly that first 90 days becomes less of a crapshoot and more about setting expectations and mutually agreeing to them. So that, if it works out, fantastic. And if it doesn't work out, you remove the emotion from the discussion when in 90 days, instead of saying, I really don't like you. I don't want you to work here anymore. The conversation is, hey, we set some clear expectations on day one that you failed to meet. Help me understand what I can be doing to help you meet these expectations, but we do need to change some things. It changes this from an emotions-driven, untransparent process to one that is fact-based, rational, and fair for everybody. So 33% of new hires quit their job within 6 months. 33%. And almost half of turnover, as stated in the workforce study, happens in the first 6 months at car dealerships. So if you have turnover happening in the first 6 months, I am here to tell you it's for one of two reasons. Either you hired the wrong person, or you hired the right person and you failed to make them feel like that was the place for them. So of those respondents who left, 23% said receiving clear guidelines to what my responsibilities were would have helped them stay on the job. It is right in front of you. It's low-hanging fruit. If you're listening and you're thinking, I have a turnover issue and I'm not sure where to start, you can start with setting more clear expectations, because 23% of your turnover goes away when you do that. It is a really straightforward way to get started with an onboarding program. 21% said they wanted more effective training. 17% said a friendly smile or helpful coworker would have made all the difference. So, if nothing else, smile when new hires walk in the door. It really matters. Huh. That first impression they set, it really doesn't change. So the thought process in your mind is, when this person goes home today, what do I need to do on their first day for them to go home and tell their special person, this place is awesome? That's your thinking as a manager. All right? Moving on. We have our final poll question. Eliana, what do you got for us?
We do. Our final poll question is on the screen now, and as you can guess, yes, it's about setting goals at your dealership. So the question is, do you set goals for your new hires? Please select one of the following answers. Yes, it's part of our onboarding process. Sort of, but the goals are more like suggestions. No, we don't, but you know what? It's something we plan on implementing. Only for some positions, like sales, for instance. Or nah, we just put them right to work. Right to work. All right. So once, ooh, the votes are coming in fast. I love this. Audience, thank you so much. And by the way, Adam, those things that you were just saying about, you know, at the very least, just smile at them when they walk in the door, people were writing in, oh, yes, absolutely, I agree. So everything you're saying is absolutely resonating with people, I think, you know.
Well, here's the thing. You know, the most dealer management teams understand, because their life depends on it, how today's consumer wants to be treated when they walk into a store. All of the things I just said apply to consumers walking in the front door.
Right.
They want to feel like they belong there. They want to feel like they were expected. They want to be addressed by their first name. They don't want to go through a whole bunch of information they've already submitted online before they walked in the door. They want to be greeted with a smile. They want to feel like they're special. Right? The same consumer that's thinking about buying a car from you is the same person who is considering whether or not they want to work for you. So when they come in the door to buy a car or look for a job, or they come to your website to shop a car or to consider a job, that same person, you just don't know which one they are yet. They might be both. So these concepts, the good news is you're already doing a lot of this stuff, thinking about it from the consumer perspective. I'm challenging you to think about your consumer and your job applicants and your employees as the same person, because they are. They are the exact same human being. All right, Eliana, let's close it up and see what we have here.
I love that idea. All right, audience, 15% of you said, yes, we do set goals for our new hires in our onboarding process. That's wonderful. 19% of today's audience said, sort of, but the goals are more like suggestions. Another 19% said, no, but it is something we plan on implementing. The majority, however, 37%, said only for some positions, like sales, for instance. And the remaining 11% said, nope, we just put them right to work.
All right. Well, so my dealership A employees up in the 15% at the top that have made it part of their onboarding process, congratulations. For everyone else, here's how you do it. At the conclusion of this webinar, what I want you to do, I want you to get out a piece of paper and think about the position that you're hiring for now or most often hire for, and ask the following questions. What will this person have to have accomplished 30 days from today in order for me to feel like I made a good hiring decision? For sales, that may be things like complete all of the OEM training and certification, state licensing if that's applicable in your state. It might be, you know, shadow X number of customer visits. It may be do Y number of ride-alongs. But 30 days in, explain what are the things that this person's going to need to do for me to say, yep, that was a good hire. Now, repeat that question for day 60 and day 90. And if you put the time into doing this, it'll take about a half an hour to an hour, run it by a couple other folks, congratulations, you have just created a 90-day onboarding plan. Now, your job is to communicate that with your new hire and to make sure they have bought into that process, because as soon as they do, they own that. It's not on you, it's on them. And that's how you create leverage as a manager. It's a great tool. You could do it by lunchtime today.
You make it sound right. Like it's so easy. Is it that easy?
It is. It's that easy, but finding the time to focus on anything in a store, as you all know, is not easy. Lock yourself in the supply closet and just do it. Just figure it out. Do it at home tonight. You know, go sit somewhere where no one's going to bother you for an hour. You can come out of there with a 90-day plan for the roles you hire most.
Okay.
Better yet, for my general managers or my dealers on, have your managers do this for all the roles. Do it next week and tell them by next Monday morning's meeting, I want to see them for all the roles in the store. Congratulations, you now have a store-wide onboarding program. This stuff is not... It's simple, it's not easy, as they say. It requires focus and follow-up, like any other process you're going to implement. And that brings me to doubling down on a make day one great suggestion. And this is my number one. If you ignore everything else I've said, Making that person feel great on day one, for all the reasons I've previously discussed, is the highest impact thing you can do, because when new hires take part in a structured onboarding process, 66% of them are likely to remain with a company for longer than 3 years. For longer than 3 years. Right now in retail, 70% of employees are likely to leave within 3 years on the variable side. So let's flip this. Let's flip this statistic. My challenge to you is, a year from now, I'm running into you at some event, and I want you to say, Adam, we implemented structured onboarding, and instead of two-thirds leaving after 3 years, two-thirds are staying. This was my experience. And if I was wrong, I am buying you a drink. Okay. So why should you care? Why does this matter? Well, a couple of things that I want you to know before we move to Q&A. According to last year's dealership workforce study, a whopping 28% of all terminations happen within the first 90 days of employment, and nearly half within the first 6 months. If you're turning people over 90 days as a manager, that's on you, right? Consider who you're hiring, or consider how you're treating great people when they walk in the door. There's a nearly 40% annual turnover rate across all stores, and variable ops, that's 72%. Did you know that 90% of the turnover in retail automotive are female employees? 90% of the turnover are female employees. We turn over female employees as an industry at a much higher rate than we turn over men, and it is time to do something about all of this. And what better way to start than with a smile and a 90-day plan, and some of these suggestions that we've been talking with you about today. Lots of content has been written on onboarding. Here are a few of our recommended readings. DealerOn was nice enough to include our ebook called The True Cost of Employee Onboarding at Dealerships in the handout section of GoToWebinar, and Eliana is going to talk about that. Check out our blog on 4 simple tips to streamline your onboarding process. Many of these tips, as we discussed, you can do today by the time your day's over. Our partners at QuickBoarding and Onboarding Tool wrote a blog on the 18 statistics you need to know about onboarding. And, you know, for those on the call looking to justify spending time on this, these statistics will make you throw up in your mouth a little bit and want to do something. So I recommend that you read all of these things. And finally, I'm excited to say that we are publishing a book. I've got a book coming out in March of 2017 called The Best Team Wins, Build Your Business to Predictive Hiring. And because you were nice enough to invest your time with us today on this webinar, you will get chapter one of the book for free if you follow that link, or click the link here if you get the slide handouts. And the book's out in March, and I'll make sure you get a copy for being on this webinar. So free book, download chapter one so I know who you are, and I will send you one next March when it's published. So excited for your feedback on all of that.
Wow, cool.
Okay, here is your homework. Here's your homework. The only way you're going to be able to implement a successful onboarding process is if everyone is on board, no pun intended. So that starts with your stakeholders, that's your dealer, that's your general manager. You have to show them the statistics and talk about the benefits. It is worth it. There is a leak in the financial bucket in this industry, and that's turnover. It's 70% of your cost structure. It's something you can do something about. If you do anything after watching today's webinar, in addition to smiling, paperless is really number two. It is so critical to your incoming workforce in Gen Y, and to speeding up your process, and to not getting huge fines and employment audits for not having documentation properly stored. There are a million and one reasons to do it. Take it online. Don't let it be the last part of your store stuck in a file cabinet. And finally, start your onboarding process before that new hire walks in the door. It saves you time. It saves you money. It increases engagement and their speed to productivity. All of those things are good things. I think you would agree. So with that, Eliana, I think we're ready for questions.
I love it. Adam, thank you so much. What a great presentation. All right, everyone, a couple things to let you know. If you haven't gotten in your questions yet, for Adam Robinson, CEO of Hireology. What are you waiting for? Let's go. Get those questions in. We're going to be starting up with those questions in just a moment. Before we do that, I want to also bring your attention to the handouts section of the GoToWebinar interface. In there, you're going to see two handouts. One is going to be Adam Robinson's slide deck that you just saw. So if you'd like to download that, now's your chance to do it. You have until the very end of this presentation to get that done. Also, there's an ebook in there. It's really, really cool. You're going to definitely want to get that. It's called The True Cost of Employee Onboarding at Dealerships. Is that the one with the scary statistics that are going to make you throw up?
It's got some in there. Yes, it has some in there.
Okay, I hear you. All right, so make sure you get those downloaded. Like I said, they're available to you for immediate download until the very end of this broadcast. All right, are you ready? It's that time.
I'm ready.
It's that time.
And so,
What were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say I am going to attempt to put my webcam on here, and we'll take it to questions.
Webcam is on. Before we get to questions, though, it's that time, people. If you were here at the beginning of the webinar, then you heard me announce that our good friends over at Hireology are giving away a cool prize today on the webinar. That's right. One of you lucky webinar attendees is going to win an Amazon Echo. Let me just tell you. I got one of these for the hubs for Christmas. Loves it, and so does the kid. You're going to love it, too. So if you want to win one of these bad boys, makes a great gift. Get ready. Get to your keyboards. First one to write in the correct response to our giveaway question is going to be taking one of these bad boys home. Now, I'm just going to put this out there. Vendors, we love having you, but this prize is intended for dealership personnel only. So please sit this one out. We really would appreciate it. But, of course, you're always welcome to come to anyone and all of our Dealer On webinars. But here we go for everyone else. Good luck. This is not an easy question, so I hope you guys are paying attention to all the stats that Adam was throwing out at you. All right. by the way, Julie wrote in, could you give away something for all the slow typers? Julie, in this instance, you don't have to be fast so much as you had to have paid attention. So hopefully you were paying attention. And you kind of got to be fast. All right, here we go. Good luck, everyone. According to a Clickboarding 2016 study, what percentage of new hires stay with a company for 3 or more years when they do take part in a structured onboarding process? Look at that. You people are so smart. All right, first person to write in is Carolina Shirley. She had the correct answer with 66%. Congratulations, Carolina Shirley. Writing down your name. It's official. Carolina, congratulations. Let me know what dealership you're from so I can give you a proper congratulations. Now, look, for everyone else out there, I know we had one prize today. Carolina won it. But you know what? We give away cool prizes every week. So come on back to another Dealer On webinar. And who knows? That could be the day you take home a super cool prize from a Dealer On webinar. Right now, we're going to give huge congratulations to Carolina Shirley. She is with McCarthy Morse Chevrolet. Congratulations. Thank you, everyone, for playing along. Of course, we got to thank our good friends over at Hireology for their incredible generosity. Adam, thank you so much for waiting. You ready for our first question from the audience?
Absolutely, and congratulations to our winner. Fire away. I am ready.
Okay. Let's go to that next slide so everyone has your contact information. Perfect. All right. First question comes to you from Hannah. Hannah says, can you explain the correlation between turnover and onboarding? I think you kind of hit on that, but
sure. So conceptually, right, think about your own experience in starting a new position. But think about it maybe in the position that you're in. On your first day, do you remember that first day? Do you remember that first day as being memorable, positively or negatively? For the best job you've ever had in your life, why was it the best job you ever had? I would venture to guess the day you started that position, you walked home feeling awesome. Something happened that first day, you walked home feeling awesome, and you couldn't wait to tell somebody how great your first day was. And I bet if you think about the worst job you've ever had, your first day was something like, all right, I got 3 months at this place. There's no possible way I'm going to be spending more than 90 days working here. That's how long it's going to take me to find something else. That's the correlation. It's part psychology and human nature, and the rest of it is good people aren't going to stay in bad situations. If you have a great first day, a great first week, you're going to have a great first month, you're going to have a great first quarter, you're going to have a great first year, and you're on the path. And that's why that works.
Well, that sounds good to me. All right. Hannah, if you have a follow-up question, we'd love to hear back from you. Now, I have a couple of questions that came in from Leslie. So let's just do one first, and then we'll hit the second one. Is that fair?
Let's do it.
All right. Leslie wrote in, what system can you use for online onboarding? Ooh, good question.
Sure. Well, of course, thank you for the question. It's a somewhat loaded question, and I'm not here to sell, really. We have a tool that does that. There are tools that will do that for you, and if that's something you'd like to talk about, I'm happy to cover that with you individually. They do exist. In some stores, I'll say you already have the technology to do it yourself. So there are ways to build forms and attachments. If you're not in the buy something category and you want to build something, you can build something because you've already done it with lead forms and other types of things, right? So talk to us or talk to somebody, but do it.
Okay, wonderful. Now, before we get to Leslie's second question, we have a follow-up question on this one. It came in from Mayel. I hope I said that right. Sorry if I didn't. With online applications, how long should the hiring process, all the paperwork, take before day one?
So I'm going to take that to mean from the application to the interview to the onboarding. Across our data, and we're looking at about 50,000 job applications a week coming across our customer base, the average time to hire is about 2 weeks.
Not bad.
So from start to finish, it's about 2 weeks, and that includes drug and background checks. And so, and what we find is that the background checks are the part of, that are taken the longest, and that's because background checks happen at the local and county level, and local and county background checks are usually a government employee in a back room literally pulling paper files, so it depends county to county. Everybody wants those to go quicker, but it's tough. A couple of stats on the application. So again, we're thinking about lead conversion rates with job applications. If your job application has more than 20 or so fields on it, for every field you add, your conversion rate's dropping by 3 to 5 percentage points.
That much?
So don't make applicants fill out a tax form to come work for you. Don't make them rewrite their entire resume to apply for a job at your store. Think about your lead forms for your internet leads operation. How many forms do you have on an internet lead? Eliana, this is your wheelhouse. What is that? It's as few as possible to get them to say, I'm interested in having you talk to me.
Absolutely.
Right. So imagine that consumer filling out a lead form that takes 18 minutes. They're not going to do it. A job applicant's not going to do it either. It's the same person. They're not going to do it. They won't stand for it. So tight application process with immediate follow-up. Interview them within 48 hours if you think they're good. Immediately move to testing, background, and drug screening, and send them all the onboarding documents. You can have them in the door, buttoned up, ready to go in 2 weeks, having followed all the steps. Now, you could do it in 2 days if you skip all the steps and just hire people that you think might work out and flip a coin, and that's what a lot of dealerships do. You flip a coin and make that shorter, but as we've discussed, you're paying for that.
Okay. Just so you know, we got a slew of great questions that just flew in from answering that one. Okay, so we're going to get to those. We will have a hard stop at the top of the hour. So, Adam, I'm going to ask you to keep your answers as brief and as concise and awesome as possible. Is that fair?
I'll fight my own urge to go deep and say okay to that.
Okay. Okay. Follow-up question from Leslie. Is it acceptable to ask new hires to do online training before they start? Good question, Leslie.
The short answer is yes. And my more nuanced answer is please check with a labor attorney in your market to make sure you don't need to also pay them for that time.
Fair enough.
So it's perfectly fine to say, hey, and here are the 15 modules I need you to complete before you walk in the door, which, by the way, we might have talked about before we hired you, so this isn't a surprise. Ideally, you do that. Maybe you have to pay for their time. Maybe you don't, but I would recommend you do exactly that. Have them do it before. Don't spend valuable time reading to one another in a conference room.
All right. We already had a few people who wrote in. Good answer. All right. Next, by the way, great question, Leslie. Next question comes to you from Michael. Now, Michael has a very long answer, so I'm going to a very long question. So I'm going to try and shorten this up for you. First of all, he says, you know, as a dealer himself, the training by management is quite sad. Most or all managers in, you know, a hiring position at the store have never been trained to be effective skill development trainers. So his question is, how do you nurture or even assess if a manager who is in charge of hiring has the potential to develop, to be this person who would be a good person to choose to hire? Because they might be great at managing, but they might not be great at actually hiring. And then he goes on to say,
that's such a great question.
He goes on to say, furthermore, do you believe that that manager should hold, that the GM should hold that manager accountable for his or her hiring decisions and, most importantly, the performance of the individual that they wind up hiring?
Yes. I'm going to start with the second question first, and I will ask a rhetorical question in return. If you believe that management is the art of getting people to produce results to expectations, then what other requirement should that manager have on their performance than hiring people who meet expectations? I think all management is someone who knows how to get productivity out of others. And that means they have to be really good at putting the right people in the first place. So a manager's role is put the right people in the right seat and give them what they need to be successful. That's it. And if they're not doing those two things, they shouldn't be managing. That's my opinion, and I'm sure people will have some strong reactions to that. But what we often do in this business is we reward / punish our best salesperson with a promotion to manager. And just because they're good at selling cars doesn't mean that they're going to be good at working with people. Because the prerequisite for being great at management is getting enjoyment out of watching other people succeed. And if you would rather be that person getting all the accolades, maybe management isn't for you. That's my suggestion. You know, maybe being an individual performer is a better fit for you. The best managers, in my opinion, quietly produce excellent results through others and let the others get the credit and take responsibility for the mistakes. And so that's maybe a longer answer than you were looking for, but that's what I've seen work best. The first part of the question was, Eliana, remind me, give me a quick soundbite.
Managers that have never been trained to be trainers or hirers, how best to train those managers to become those trainers, hirers, encouragers?
Yeah, so I'll give a plug for all the amazing training professionals out there in the industry. Eliana, you had one on recently. You know, a friend and favorite, David Kane, exactly. You know, if I'm looking, so I'll speak from experience, and you know, try not to give advice here. In my experience, if I'm looking to bring a manager along to see if they have personal development chops, I'm going to hire a professional to do it. I'm going to have them observe it, and then I'm going to see if they can repeat it. So I'm going to invest in bringing somebody in that exhibits the knowledge and behavior I want my managers to emulate, and then I'm going to see if they're able to do that, and I'm going to coach them along the way. I'm going to set a point in the future where I make the call as to whether they can do it or not, and then I'm going to watch their people come through and see if they're performing or not. And I'm going to set some parameters with that manager, and I'm going to say, your turnover should be less than 25%. This is an example. Plug in your own numbers. So 6 months from now, if your turnover is less than 25% and 70% of your team is making plan for 3 months in a row, we'll have declared this a success, and I'll be darn proud of you. right? So those are the goals to march for. So see, it's the same thing. What will this person have to have accomplished 6 months from now to me to say, I am really glad I made them a sales manager? It's going to take focus, a little bit of investment, and a lot of work. But again, if you're managing, if that's your title, if it's manager, your role is not do stuff. Your role is manage other people doing stuff. So manage and teach them how to do the things you need them to do.
There you have it.
I think that's all I have time for.
Michael, yeah. That was a great question. Adam, expert answer. Thank you very much for that.
Sure.
Michael wrote in, great answers, as most general managers that decide on sales management hiring consider management training potential. Does he witness the latter in our industry? Do you think a lot of people are giving training to managers to make them better hirers?
I know for a fact that that's not happening about 90% of the time.
Jeez.
So 90% of stores spend zero time on it. And for you think of it, most of us, I'd say myself included, in my first management job, nobody taught me how to do this. This, you know, what I do today has been acquired over years of figuring out what works and documenting it and building process around it. So no one taught me how to do this, and I'm sure no one taught most of you how to do what you do. Some of you are naturals and some of you are not, but it is a process that can be taught and trained effectively. And so while most do not, it is available to everyone to do it. And so training plus tools equals success. And if anyone wants to talk to me more about that, I'm happy to do that.
Oh, I think that's a great idea. Okay. Michael, thank you so much for your great questions. Let's get to some more questions in the last 10 minutes that I have with you, Adam. Carolina, today's winner, she actually wrote in, who do you suggest in the dealership to help get your onboarding process online? Somebody from IT? So who's in charge of that?
Yeah, so certainly it's going to be a combination of whoever is responsible for people-related stuff, so HR. It's part HR, it's part payroll team, so accounting is going to be involved. You're going to build a task team. It's going to touch HR and administration and payroll and every single manager on staff. And with a few days, you have the ability to all agree on a process that works and just decide that either there's going to be one central point of contact, and that's the HR director, or that's your controller, if you're a smaller store, or that's the GM or the dealer or whoever. But one person's got to own it because one person's got to problem solve. But clearly decide where everybody's responsibility lies in that process. And that's what I've seen work most effectively. What works a lot less effectively is here's the process, follow it, and then no one's accountable for actually making sure it gets followed. So someone has to own it and be given the authority to crack skulls if necessary to get people to follow that process.
Okay. Crack skulls, but don't actually shed any blood. Carolina, great question.
That's correct.
Thank you so much. Next question, you kind of already answered it, comes in from Calla. Says, do you have any specific resources or software for the online onboarding process? So I think we already covered that. Hireology does, in fact, specialize in that. But, Adam, if you have any further comment on that?
Yeah, so certainly our tool is great at that for all the reasons we've discussed today. If you want to build it yourself, you can use the same, you know, custom forms generation and response mechanism you use through your dealer website technology. You can build custom forms that accept attachments. It can be rudimentary and work if you're not at a point where you want to invest in a system like ours, which while affordable and efficient may not be where you're at right now. You can do this yourself with a combination of custom web forms and email, and every dealership knows how to do that stuff.
Great question, Kala. Thank you so much. All right. This next Kala says thank you. This next question
welcome.
I have personal interest in. This one comes in from Kendra, and she says, why do you believe females have a higher turnover rate in the automotive industry? I've seen it firsthand with many females leaving, but it seems like there are many reasons for turnover. So, Adam, I'm involved in the Women in Automotive conference, and I know through our research that only 17% of the automotive industry is actually women, and it's far less than that are actually in management positions. So what do you – have you done any research on this? Why is there so such a high turnover rate in automotive for women when we produce so much once we do finally get in it?
Yeah, it's. I'm so glad this question was asked. It's gonna. I'm gonna get on my soapbox a little bit here. I care a lot about this issue, and spoke about it at last year's Women in Automotive Conference, which is a fantastic event. Everyone should be going to. I think it's less quantifiable and more qualitative. But here's my answer. It's because we as an industry do a terrible job of building a workplace that is welcoming for everybody. And I mean not just female employees, but diverse employees, generally speaking. You know, we have not spent a lot of time investing in systems and process and really getting to a point where we're going to change our language of how we describe what we do, particularly in selling jobs, right? So let's focus on variable ops and in particular sales jobs or, you know, jobs on the floor. If your job, here's a great example, as I talked about the conference, if you're using words in your job ads like rock star or sales ninja, and have pictures of guys, you know, high-fiving, clip art, and, you know, talk about everyone wins a Rolex watch and those types of things, what I know is that a man wrote that ad and is giving zero thought to how that's read by diverse applicants. Because what that does for folks who don't want to work in a rock star environment is they just don't apply for the job. That just doesn't look appealing or interesting to someone who just doesn't roll that way. And so we're missing out on a huge population of the workforce that if we put a little bit of time into considering diverse points of view and opinions of the jobs in this industry, we'd be talking about ourselves very, very differently than we do. And the jobs in this industry, I believe, are the best jobs out there right now. Where else can you work on the cutting edge of mobility for family-run businesses, hot consumer technology, build a great career, support your family, support your community, work with awesome people. It's an amazing industry to be in, and the biggest opportunity we have is to open it up and be more welcoming to folks who are, you know, not cut from the traditional four-square-em sales cloth that, uh-huh. that we've had in this industry for 60 years. So I'll shut up there, but that's my opinion of it. We need to do a better job using the right language and approach so that everybody feels like this is a career path for them where they can succeed.
I hear you. Kendra, thank you so much for bringing that up. Now, Adam, I still have more than a handful of questions left from the audience, but I know you said we had a hard stop at the top of the hour. Should I keep
going? Let's go overtime 5 minutes.
Okay, 5 minutes. Thank you very much for that, Adam. Vanessa wanted to know how do I download those books. Go into the handout section, and they should be very easy to download for you. But if you have any problems, email me directly at Eliana@dealeron.com, and I'll see how I might be able to help you. And then there's also the book that Adam is about to get published, which is coming out in just a few months. So he has it on the screen now. So make sure you download that link or copy down that link and check out that first one. I would like a copy of your book.
You got it. I will sign a copy for you.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
All right.
Sure.
Next question comes to you from Amanda. Amanda says, how do you get managers who've been doing the same thing for the last 20 years to see the value in this newfangled onboarding tips that you're putting out here, Adam? This one comes
sure.
from Amanda, and that is an excellent question, by the way.
Thanks, Amanda. As we all know, people don't like to change what they believe works, and if they've been in the business for 30 years and it's always worked for them, why change now? Here's the script. Listen, I know you don't think this stuff is necessary, but I need you to trust me. I'm telling you it is necessary. So we're going to run an experiment. Let me for the following roles, do it the way I'm suggesting we do it, and you and everyone else keep doing it the way you are doing it. And in 3 months, we're going to compare notes. 6 months, we're going to compare notes. And let's see who's doing better. Let's just run the experiment. Give me 3 months. Give me 6 months. Give me permission to try it. And let's compare. If I fail, I'll shut up about it, and I'll never bring it up again. I don't think I'm going to fail, though, but I'll prove it that it works. That is really, for a stubborn manager who doesn't want to change, it's the only pitch that I've found consistently works. It's the don't take my word for it, and I'm not even asking you to change your process now. I'm asking you to let me prove to you it works. I'll take the risk.
Amanda, I wish you the very best with that, my friend. I mean, I like that approach, Adam. I would say yes.
I would say yes, and I have said yes to things like that. If people say, listen, I know this is working, but I think we could make it work better. Let me try it. I mean, by the way, that script works with everything. that's a suggestion script for anything you want to do differently.
Okay, no, seriously, does it work with spouses? Because if it does, I might have to use it on a couple things.
It does. Yeah, that's right. You know, fire that up. Your results may vary, though.
All right, here we go. Okay, next question comes from Kalash, follow-up question. At what point do you start the online onboarding process from the application submission? Would this be after their interview?
I would say at the point where you, of course, your job application needs to be online and mobile friendly and SEO friendly and all of the other things your lead forms are. At the moment you decide to move forward with a hire, that notification should come electronically. Congratulations. We're moving forward. Here's a link to the things I need you to complete right now, and the things I need you to do before day one. And ideally, the system is measuring whether or not those things have been done or not and giving you alerts. And so if you're building it yourself, that's a little bit tough. If you're buying a tool like ours, all that stuff comes with it. But it comes from the point of hire. I would go from notification of hire all the way through to first day online.
Kala, I hope that helps you out. Kala has a follow-up. So do you meet them in person before day one with this process or no?
So you've met them presumably in the interview. So I don't think it's necessary. You can, of course, do that and say, we want you to come in before your first day and we're going to review a few things. If that's part of what your store wants to do, of course, that's fine. That's good, not bad. I just don't want people showing up filling out forms. So if you're showing up to receive training, if you're showing up to meet the team, if you're showing up for the new hire picnic, if you're showing up for the inventory walk, whatever that is, that's great. If you're showing up to fill out paperwork, that's bad.
Okay. I like it. Okay, last couple questions here. We have 3 questions left. Mike wrote in, what process do you recommend for discovering or tracking associate engagement levels? So when you say, hey, check in on your employees in 3 months, check in on in 6 months, do you use a software for that, or do you just like bring them in your office and like sit them down and say, hey, how you doing?
Yeah, the free way to do it is to just say, hey, 90-day check-ins are what we do. Let's review at 30, 60, and 90 days. Let's spend 10 minutes, and let's say, hey, look, these are the requirements, the expectations we agreed at 30 days. Let's see how we did. It's a great way to check in with some formality and give some immediate feedback, which we all know this generation, millennial generation, wants quick feedback and to show progress, and so that's a great way to do it. You can do it electronically. We've got some tools that do check-ins in the first 90 days, and you can also do employee engagement surveys, and there are great firms out there like ESI that does these things, and we can certainly make recommendations to folks who do formal employee engagement surveys is really the best way to do it comprehensively for larger operators. So those are all good ways to approach it.
Okay. 2 questions. Amanda came in with, what tips would you have for companies that have a centralized human resources department with multiple dealerships spread all over the province and multiple hiring managers?
Right. Well, great question. How do you centrally manage a completely decentralized business? You know, that's That's the question. So selfishly, I'll answer. There are some tools we have to do that. The key is locking down permissions and roles at the local level and making sure that everything rolls up to a central repository. That's easier said than done, but I'm happy to share some best practices with you on how to do that. If you want to build it yourself, certainly there's some requirements there, which I can go deeper with you on that. Just send me a note and we can talk about it.
Adam, would you mind putting it back on the screen with your contact information?
Of course.
I feed you your very last question of the day, which comes in from Judy. Judy says, are your online forms fillable online and then populate into HR software? Do they still require paper signatures, or is this sending forms and having them return them completed and signed?
Completed and signed. So if labor laws in your state or province require ink signatures, you can't do it. I don't know that there are any that do that. I know some forms are required, fiduciary forms from banks, et cetera, and licensing is required to have an ink signature. Most payroll documents aren't. Ideally, your onboarding process pre-populates all the tax forms and any kind of workforce qualification forms, and then transmits those directly to a payroll system, either through an easy download of a CSV file or through a direct connection. And so that's a little technically wonky, and I'll stop there. But the short answer is, yes, you ought to not have to do any rekeying of any information. That's ideal.
Ideal. Adam, killer presentation. Loved it, loved it, loved it. I hope you'll come up with another topic to share with our audience and come on back to another Dealer On webinar. I thought you were brilliant. Thank you so much.
Thanks. I would be thrilled to come back. Anytime.
I'd love it. Let's talk some more about that offline, okay? First of all, I have to remind the audience that a link to download a copy of this webinar recording is going to be emailed to you later today for your reference. Please feel free to share it with your friends and colleagues. Today's webinar is also going to be posted online within 24 hours. Just go to dealeron.com/webinars, and there you can view our upcoming webinar schedule or access any of our past webinars, too. And at the conclusion of this webinar, you're going to get a short survey. I need to know what you guys thought of today's presentation. I thought it was great, but my opinion really doesn't matter. Yours does. So please fill out that short survey. It's only 6 questions, and tell us what you think. And I want to let you know, the Internet Sales 20 Group 9 Conference is coming up in Phoenix, Arizona on September 12th through September 14th. We'll be there. That's right. Dealer On is going to be an official sponsor this year, and we are honored to send our very own Greg Gifford and Sean Raines to give some crazy good SEO and SEM presentations. They'll also sit on a special panel and dish out their tips and tricks and best practices. So don't miss your chance to hear from the best in the industry. For tickets or more information, check out dealeron.com/IS20G9. We'll see you there. And invitations will be going out tomorrow for our next Dealer On webinar. Oh, it can't get any simpler than this. SEO for noobs. By now, everyone understands that showing up in search results is absolutely vital to the success of your business. However, to truly master SEO, you have to be skilled at both the technical and the creative components required to improve rankings, drive traffic, and increase visibility in search engines. After all, in large markets, there could be literally hundreds of competitors vying for the crucial few spots on page one of Google. And while many dealerships believe they're doing okay with their optimization, the harsh reality is the majority of dealerships aren't even getting the basics of SEO correct. Do you want to master the basics of SEO and step up to the next level? This incredible one-hour webinar will help you kickstart your SEO efforts by detailing what factors matter the most for local SEO, and then demonstrating how every car dealer can increase their presence online. Attendees will learn about critical SEO elements such as SERP anatomy, on-site signals, off-site signals, review signals, social signals, and so much more. Whether you're new to SEO or in need of a refresher, this is your chance to master the SEO fundamentals. If you're ready to ace this class on SEO for noobs, then you just can't afford to miss this webinar. SEO glory awaits, so register now. And don't forget, Dealer On's weekly webinars are held Thursdays, 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions regarding our webinars and our topics, contact me directly. Again, my name is Eliana Raggio. I would love to hear from you. You can track me down online, Facebook, Twitter, Google+, any of the automotive social networks, or just email me directly at eliana@dealeron.com. Thank you all so very much for spending this time with us today, and I hope to see you all on another webinar in DealerOn's continuing education series. Take care.